Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and Hammer joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. And tomorrow morning, tickets go on sale for our annual event, Tales from the Track, presented by our awesome friends at Relay Indiana.
Dick Simon.
Not Dick Simon.
Dang.
Very close. 2008 winner, IndyCar legend Scott Dixon.
Oh, nice. How exciting.
Yes, Scott Dixon will be our guest this year. The booze is provided by Hotel Tango. Ooh. And this is going to be really fun. If you've never been to one of our Tales from the Track event, you know, if you're an Indy 500 fan, you're going to dig it. If you're the casual fan that just gets into racing maybe once a year here in Indy, you'll dig it. Fun stories, you know. It's a lot of food. It's a lot of drinks. Scott Dixon's going to take pictures with everybody, sign stuff. And, man, we're going to have a good time. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at WIBC.com, Monday, May 20th. This year, it's over at the Stutz Building.
Oh.
The
oh,
Vision Loft.
New location.
Stutz Building. Mm-hmm. I've DJed an event there. It's beautiful. Beautiful event center. And, yeah, man, tickets go fast. This bad boy sells out every year, so we hope to see all of you guys there. Tickets on sale tomorrow, I think, starting at 6:30 a.m.
Are you feuding with some guy who used to play for Purdue?
A little bit on Twitter. So, Rafael Davis.
Who?
He's the guy that's on the Big Ten Network now.
Oh.
And covers basketball. So, during the championship game on Monday, mm-hmm. he puts out this statement, and it's...
Now, he played at Purdue.
Yes. It's probably clickbait, and I fell for it, but it was so over the top, I felt like I had to weigh in. Quote, if Zach Edey wins tonight, he will be the greatest Big Ten player of all time. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Say
I'm paraphrasing.
What?
Yeah.
So I saw that, and I thought, well, that's a bold statement
yeah.
because you know there's a number of dudes that were pretty damn good. Now, it became a moot point because Purdue got beat,
right.
but the question was, let's just, for argument's sake, say that Purdue won. Is Zach Edey in the conversation of the greatest
oh,
Big
no
Ten
way.
Player of all time?
No way.
Because I could
close.
Make a case he's not the greatest Purdue player
no
of
way.
All time.
Glenn Robinson.
Rick Mount, Glenn Robinson. Joe Barry Carroll was really good.
That's
now,
fair point.
Might not have the accolades, you know, the two-time player of the year, Zach Edey did, but... I mean, Glenn Robinson was the number one pick in the NBA draft, the big dog.
And let's face it, the teams that they were playing consistently in the Big Ten and in the NCAA tournament back when those guys were playing would beat the brakes off some of these teams today.
Big Ten in the early to mid-90s was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, every team had an NBA dude
Absolutely.
For the most part.
I mean, you think about it, you had the great IU teams that went to the Final Four in the Elite Eight. You had the Fab Five. You obviously had guys like Jimmy Jackson.
Michael Finley.
Yeah.
I mean, every team had somebody really good. Minnesota made a run to the Final Four. Now, there may have been some allegations going on there.
Clem Haskin!
But I started thinking about the greatest players in Big Ten history, and I reminded Mr. Davis mm-hmm. that there was a dude named Magic Johnson
yeah, right.
that once played at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
I heard your previous caller talk
yeah.
about him. Isaiah Thomas mm-hmm. at Indiana.
Pretty good.
I thought those were guys that made other people better. Jerry Lucas. If you want to go in the time machine, Jerry Lucas was a machine at Ohio State.
Yeah, but I mean, even a guy like Calbert Chaney. I mean, you know, isn't he still the all-time Big Ten scoring leader? I mean, how are you going to compare Zach Edey? And Zach Edey just happened to be 9 feet tall. Calbert Chaney had to earn every point that he got.
So the
no offense,
three,
Casey.
You know, and Chaney's in the conversation, and maybe Edey's in the conversation, mm-hmm. but the three that I would rank, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, Jerry Lucas. 1, 2, 3, you can mix, you can match. I think that's the list.
What was he basing it on? Was he basing it on points or records or awards?
So team success, accolades, and the fact that all the other guys that I mentioned, mm-hmm. sans Jerry Lucas, had other NBA-type talent on the team. But my argument would be Magic and Isaiah, especially, made everybody else better.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trait they continued into their NBA career.
Yeah.
Like, they can beat you multiple ways. Magic Johnson once had to play center in an NBA Finals game. Isaiah Thomas could drive. He could shoot. He could pass the ball. They can beat you multiple ways. Zach Edey's not taking you outside.
Yeah, that guy's full of crap.
I agree.
Glad you gave him the business. What's coming up this afternoon?
Biggest stories of the day. We're just going to have a good time, man. Nobody has more fun than we do. So as soon as you get off work, if you're in your car, turn us on. We're going to have a good time.
Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.